Today I'm going to give you an overview of the content section within your Simplero. If you have any questions about these specific areas, we urge you to check out our help site where you'll find detailed guides with step-by-step instructions on how to manage each individual area. So in your content section of the sidebar, you're going to see four options: membership sites, spaces, media files, and worksheets. Membership sites are areas that you can connect to any number of product and or lists within your Simplero, and within them they contain your courses. So I'm going to click on this membership site that's already set up so that you can see it. When you click on it, you're going to be taken to a summary page that's going to give you an overview of the visitors, comments, and posts in that membership site. You also have a members page that's going to give you more specific information about the individuals who have access to the membership site. You have a blog page where you can add your blog posts and edit your categories. You have a forum page where you can add forum posts and edit those categories. And you have a comments page where you can manage the comments that appear on both blogs and forums. The next section is your courses section. You can add as many courses as you like to any membership site. This allows you to add multiple products or multiple lists to that membership site, and you can connect each of those individually to their own course or multiple to a course. When you click on, you can create a new course, or I'm going to click on one that's already created so that you can see it. From there, you'll be able to create your modules and your lessons and add content. Again, if you check out our help site, we have a detailed guide on how to create those courses and configure them so that they are connected to the product or products that you want them to. The next section that you have in your membership site is a pages section. If you've used our website feature at all, you'll notice that this is very similar. This is how you're going to lay out your membership site. You can add pages, you can add links to outside URL pages. The courses that you create will automatically show up here as a page within the membership site. And you can edit any of these to add any images, text that you want. You can even edit your navigation button as well as the theme of the site. Now, to edit the theme of the site, you click on themes here. To edit the navigation, you can click on here. This redirects tab allows you to create a URL using your membership site URL that you can then share out on Facebook or in emails, similar to something like Bitly or Shortlinks. Now, your settings section within your membership site allows you to control the access, the name of the space, as well as the domain, and you can even create a custom domain if you've purchased a domain somewhere else. You can load a card image, you can turn the blog and the forum on or off, you can allow members to see each other or turn off that feature as well, you can prevent members from being able to download, you can set the language for your membership site, you can include sign-up forms that you've already created within your Simplero list to the membership site. You can connect social profiles, and there's some advanced features for you as well. And then lastly, you've got the Access tab, which shows you which products are connected to that membership site. And then, of course, you can visit the site as well. Spaces is very similar. When you go to the Spaces tab, you'll see a list of the spaces that are available, as well as the option to create a new space. Spaces are different in membership sites in that they don't have a built-in course feature. There is simply a space where you can add pages to it. So to do that, you would go to the Content tab, you would add your pages and add subpages to essentially create your course or what you would want your membership site to look like. Again, on our help site, we have detailed guides on how to do this. Within Spaces, you can also see your members, the products that have access, you can configure your settings, and of course, see a summary of everything that's going on within there. The next section is your media files section. Anytime you load a media file using the media asset feature within a space or membership site, or when loading a video or media file into an email broadcast, or if you upload it via the content section within a product or list, it is going to appear in this media files section. This is essentially the library of all the media files that you have within your Simplero space. So you will see them sorted by video and audio and image. You can, of course, create a special filter if you want. So say you labeled all of the media files that were associated with a specific membership site, then you could create that filtered view for yourself as well. But this is where you would see everything housed. From here, you can change the name of those files simply by clicking Rename. You can delete them if you no longer want them available. If you click on the title, it'll be taken to a screen where you'll find direct URLs to that file as well as be able to download it. Then the last section within our content is worksheets. And in this section, you'll be able to create a worksheet. Again, if you check out our help guides, you'll find information on how to do that and how to manage them. From this screen, you'll see any worksheets that are created, how many sections are in them, how many responses they've received, if they're active or not. If you click on the eyeball, you can view that worksheet, what it looks like to the customers. You can delete them or you can edit them. You can edit them by clicking the edit button or by clicking on the name of the worksheet. And that's going to take you into the same screen that you'll see when you create a new worksheet. From here, you can add sections to them. You will be able to view it. And if you go to the settings, you'll be able to edit the name of it, determine whether or not it's active, add a description, and where to send people once they have finished the worksheet for themselves, as well as add triggers to that worksheet. So that is an overview of the content section. Again, if you check out our help guides, you'll find detailed information on how to manage each of these areas and utilize them.